with B92's Mikey and the Mrs. Show.
It's a wake-up Wednesday, you guys. You know what that means. It's time to gather around the whole family, co-workers, friends, frenemies, and your second cousin, third removed. Thrice removed? Wow. Guys, just gather together, would you? Because it's time to play the game that's sweeping the nation! Drunk! High! Or crazy! In the studio, we have Ron.
Bonjour.
We have Lori.
Good morning.
And Bonnie.
Getting talk.
It's like United Nations in here. You know how this works. I tell you a completely real news story, and by the end of the story, you must decide whether the subject was drunk, high, or crazy. Is everybody ready to play?
Let's get her done.
Guten Tag. That's the only German word I know.
Farfignugen. Here is the story. It was a sunny summer day at Cedar Point Amusement Park in Ohio.
I've been there.
Same.
I haven't.
Children were in the mood for some cotton candy. Dads were in the mood to go home. For a couple that was sitting together on a Ferris wheel, they were in the mood for love.
No, is that... Oh.
Well, okay, maybe love is the wrong word for it, but for the sake of the children that are listening, let's call it love. After giving each other a wink and a smile, the two of them decided to get busy. Other Ferris wheel riders soon heard a series of giggles and other noises coming from the couple's passenger car.
Oy.
It kind of sounded like, ow, 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 ow.
Sounds like my night.
Your Ferris wheel ride?
It was obvious that the couple had seriously misjudged how much room they had to work with for activities. It's not completely their fault, as many couples have found out the hard way. TV shows lead you to believe that there's far more room in the back seats of cars and in showers than there really is. However, this couple was determined, and they kept at it. Unfortunately, not only was it a cramped space, but there wasn't nearly as much privacy as they thought. Every time the Ferris wheel circled around and passed the crowd below, they heard several voices in unison saying, "Ew!" This went on for several minutes, and the screams of horror...
Wow, several minutes?
I know. I was impressed as well. The screams of horror, coupled with the various shouts of, "Get a room!" had no effect on the couple whatsoever. For them, it was kind of like joining the Mile High Club, but more accurately, the 1/16th of a Mile High Club. By the time the ride was over... Okay, that was a bad choice of words. When the attraction stopped... Okay, another bad choice of words. You know what I mean. At the end of this ordeal,
wow,
police were at the bottom waiting for them. When police asked the couple what they were doing, they said that they had dropped a pack of cigarettes and they were just rolling around looking for them.
Yeah.
The cop said, "Cool, follow-up question. Where are your pants?" Oh. The second question was a bit more difficult for the couple to answer, and they fessed up to what they were doing. They were arrested for indecent exposure, and since it was in view of children, the two of them may likely wind up on the sex offender registry.
Oh my gosh.
What we do know is this. Babies are like cookies. There's a right and a wrong place to make them. But what we don't know is why this couple took the risk of expanding their little family on a Ferris wheel in the first place.
Okay, wait. Quick question. Where is the wrong place to make cookies?
I don't understand the cookies. Can you explain that?
Yeah.
If you don't have an oven. Oh. And it's not sanitary.
Okay.
Speaking of not sanitary, have you been on a Ferris wheel at Cedar Point in Sandusky, Ohio?
I certainly have.
You don't want it. You. Were these amorous adventurers drunk, high, or crazy?
I'm going to go with drunk.
I'm going to go crazy.
I don't often agree with you, Bonnie. You're going to get the right answer today, but because I'm me, I will say hi.
What the heck was that?
Because I don't want to agree with the women.
One of you is right.
Wow.
The The fact of the matter is, the couple that got way too amorous on a Ferris wheel in Sandusky was, in fact, crazy!
Both of them?
Yep, they were sober. They just were looking for another thrill.
You know what, Mikey? Every time you ask for love, and I always say, you're crazy.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
I know. Well, I do often ask, can we go to Ohio? There's a Ferris wheel I know about. And then that she shoots it right down.
Ohio!
Kids! Keep it in the house. Otherwise, you might wind up on an episode of
Drunk, High, or Crazy! Wake up
in the morning. You are listening to the Mikey and the Mrs. Show on today's music, B92.1.